Pearson's chi-square summarizes the relationship shown in the contingency table. We always have some way of displaying the data. We then have a summary statistic and a significance test based on that summary statistic. Chi-square has a range from 0 to infinity. Chi-square. It actually is a squared value. So you can't have any negatives. If you get a negative, take another look at the formula. 0 is absolutely no pattern of relationship. The bigger the chi-square, the stronger the pattern of relationship. However, there's a really strong relationship between the size of chi-square and the size of the sample used to calculate the chi-square. And that's why you won't see people talking about big, medium, and small chi-squares the way you talk about big, medium, and small correlations. There was that one slide that talked about small, medium, and large. Actually, that slide is Monday. Forget I said that. Null hypotheses and research hypotheses. Here's the hardest part to remember. Research hypotheses are not about the sample. Our research hypotheses are about the population. We like our sample. We like our participants. We are grateful for them. We take the best care we can of them and want them to feel welcome and safe. But their job is to represent the population. Because our job is to test hypotheses about the population. So when you state a research hypothesis, you are stating it about the population. Now, one of the things that you guys talked about with correlation on Friday is that unlike serious statisticians, data analysts insist on the opportunity to hypothesize the null. I'm allowed to look at two variables and say, I don't think there's a relationship between those two qualitative variables. I've read the literature. I've looked at related literature. They're not going to be related. I am allowed to hypothesize a null. So I'm allowed to hypothesize a pattern, including no pattern. So here we go. Kittens prefer feathers, whereas cats prefer thread. It's all about boxes and pointies with chi-square. It's going to be a 2x2. Label those boxes, and now we represent the hypothesis with pointies. Kittens prefer feathers. Cats prefer thread. Can you see that statement of the hypothesis in the pointies? Now, notice I called them pointies. This is a technical language that we have to learn. Specifically, here we have up pointy and down pointy. The reason we have up pointy and down pointy is because everybody gets pretty good with the sideways pointies. I draw this and most people say less than. This is smaller than that because it's a funnel. And that's greater than. And all of that's fine until you draw that. Now, in order to decide whether that's a greater than or a less than, the critical question is, which way do you tilt your head? There is no agreement. There is no universal agreement in head tilting. And so we're going to abandon the greater than and less than language and instead pick up the much more useful professional language of pointies. Up pointies and down pointies. We won't screw up that way. Owners tend to be Republican while workers show no preference. Label your boxes. Owners tend to be Republicans. That's a down pointy. Workers show no preference. That's an equals. Because remember, we're allowed to hypothesize a null. Finally, snakes prefer live crickets. Turtles prefer dead crickets, being fairly lazy. How are we doing? And then you can play with this one. We're going to have a page like this every time we do a statistic. Remember what we're doing. We're playing a game of representation and inference. So, when you retain the null, you are saying the relationship in the sample is not strong enough to conclude there's a relationship in the population. There may be the hint of a relationship, but it's just not strong enough to infer from my sample to the whole population that I have a pattern of data. However, if I reject the null, I'm saying the pattern of data in the relationship, in the sample, is strong enough to conclude there's a relationship in the population. That's the game of inference that we play. All of our hypothesis tests, and conclusions are about the population, but our data is from the sample. And that's why it's called inferential. And that's why all of these statistics ask exactly the same question. Is the relationship in the sample strong enough to conclude there's a relationship in the population?